Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Wanda Pitey on as our guest. You know, it must be sickening to see not only what's going on with the Bill O'Reillys and the Sean Hannitys, but for you as a woman, it must be sickening to see, you know, traditionally women have been more endowed with compassion and human understanding and decency, and yet we're seeing just as many women in the media lying, not or in the government too for that matter. Look at Conda Sleaza. It's disgusting when you see women having the same type of callousness and this sellout mentality. Sometimes they're even more aggressive than the men. I mean, it's a sad commentary on our society today, isn't it, Wanda?
Yeah, you know, I look at Dianne Feinstein and how she called the 30,000 people that phoned her to tell her that they were opposed to her stand on amnesty. She said it was the most hate-filled, you know, racist remarks and group of people that she's ever, you know, heard from. Yet this woman has been voted into office, you know, to do the will of her constituents, and she is clearly not doing that. She's on her own agenda. Same thing with Nancy Pelosi. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. Same thing with
good heavens, yeah.
Condoleezza Rice. I mean, Hillary Clinton will absolutely destroy this country if she gets into office.
I picture her being worse than Bush.
Way worse than Bush, because she is such a deceptive. I mean, this woman is pure evil from the bottom of her feet to the top of to the ends of her hair.
She'll bring Janet Reno back as her running mate, probably.
Janet Reno, right. Oh, my God. I know.
Oh,
it's,
what a nightmare.
It is. It's really sad because, you know, basically what they've done is they've set, you know, they've just set the course for women from this point forward in politics. You know, that number one, we can't be trusted. Number two, that we're ruthless and heartless. Number, you know, three, we don't care what the American public thinks or says. And, I mean, it's such a disservice to all of us out there. I mean, it's because there's so few of us in public office, you know, and it would be nice to have at least some that are standing up for what's right and not being so divisive in the way they play the game. You know, it's a shame.
Yeah, once this ball starts rolling downhill, people need to understand that the tendency is it just gets worse and worse and worse. This is the nature of corruption. As long as they see that, wow, we can get away with this, let's try this, see if we can get away. Wow, we got away with that, all right, let's try this. That's just the nature of the beast, as they say.
Right.
And, again, it's so bad right now. I just, you know, it's baffling that they get away with the stuff that they're doing. And as bad as it is, they're just warming up. You know, they're going to take this thing, or I should say, they're going to take us to the bottom, the very bottom. I hate to say it, but, you know, again, if we stay apathetic like we are, and there is another election, there might not even be. They might stage some other fake attack, and Bush emerges as the official dictator. But even if there is another election, we get stuck with someone like Hillary, we'll probably be looking back at these good old days of George Bush. I'm already saying that about Clinton. I couldn't stand Clinton. He was a little scoundrel. But his crimes pale in significance to this guy. And I'm actually looking back and saying, wow, things weren't so bad under Clinton. Yeah. I hate to say it, but we're going to do that with Bush one day.
Yeah. Well, let's stand strong that we're not going to be doing that with someone else. You know, let's stand strong that you know, there's a lot of good that we can still do, and that we're not lost. We, you know, we can still make a huge difference, and we can still turn this around, you know, in our
Absolutely.
Favor.
That brings us to the heart of our discussion now, what you got going on in Washington and the truckers' rally. So we want to really delve right into that when we get back from the break. Stick with us, folks.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We have Wanda Piety on as our guest. You know, I'm not trying to sound like a gloom and doomer. I'm just trying to instill real fear, not the phony fear that this government is trying to fill us with of the fake Al-Qaeda, but real fear that the real enemy is in Washington. They're gutting this country out. They're tearing it to shreds. And we are headed for living hell on earth if we don't wake up and take part in things like what Wanda is organizing. So with no further ado, let's really get into the heart of the issue. The main reason I had you on is to talk about what's going on. Is it this weekend that you've got the Washington protest?
It's actually tomorrow, Friday,
tomorrow.
June 15th. And there's two things that are happening, and it's a kind of a colliding of events. The March for Freedom is it launched today, which has been Melissa Gilbert has been organizing the March for Freedom rally in Washington, D.C. for the past almost a year now. And she has, I believe that something like 50,000 people showed up or are supposed to show up today, tomorrow, and Saturday in Washington, D.C. And then on Saturday, it's scheduled for every state capital in the nation to coincide with what's happening in Washington, D.C. And our truckers' rally, which was we were hoping to be able to set it up for about, there were about 15 states that we were going to organize, but things, we kind of fell short of that because of the lack of time, and just because, you know, when you're pulling permits and things like that, you have to, it just takes time. Some permits take 2 months to get. So what we decided was that since the Washington, D.C. rally was really in full swing and Saturday was supposed to be the day that, you know, they talked about the truckers, Mexican truckers coming into America and safety on our highways and, you know, really, really addressing that issue. But we decided to go ahead and continue with June 15th. And Art Pollack, who's been heading up the truckers' rally on the East Coast, he and a group of truckers are going to be making their way into Washington, D.C. tomorrow to stand with Melissa and her group in support of, you know, our country and, you know, against illegal, you know, immigration and against the North American Union and against the Mexican truckers coming into America. And then they will also be there on Saturday. And a part of that is that Dan Karas of the New Frontier Coalition has been trying to organize all the different groups and coalitions out there that are fighting for our country for all those same reasons, you know, to stop the North American Union, to prevent the truckers from coming in, to end, you know, all this amnesty garbage that's going around in our government, you know, and to bring about an enforcement-only mentality in our government, you know, in regards to the illegal alien invasion that's just plaguing our country. But he's there, and he's, or this guy, this gentleman named Dan Karas with the New Frontier Coalition, he is organizing all these different groups, and they've got a huge conference that's set up for the 15th, and our body, you know, our group of people are going to be represented there, and the March for Freedom, and, you know, just a number. There's probably 30 other groups that are all going to be represented at this major conference, you know, in Washington, D.C. during these days.
Did you plan this around them, or did they hear about this and they're jumping in to join you guys? Or?
Well, it kind of came about in simultaneously, because they heard about us and called us and told us what they were doing, and then we said, you know, we'd love to work with you and help you, because ultimately that's our goal. Our goal is not just to do, you know, for the truckers, but our goal is to do for America. Because,
sure,
I mean, the point was, in focusing on the truckers, was that if the truckers fall, the rest of the middle class will fall with it, and we will have nothing left to stand on. Because, I mean, right now we're kind of in a position of power, because our truckers could shut this country down, and if push came to shove, you know, we could potentially rally them to doing that. But, you know, and the more information we get out to them, the better our stand is going to be in being able to fight against whatever it is that, you know, George Bush tries to slap America with, slap us down with. And so that was
the whole
point.
Yeah, folks, if you guys are anywhere near Washington and can get there tomorrow, for that matter,
yeah,
even if you're not, you know, if you're able to come out and participate in this, because I'm telling you, your own hide is at stake here.
If you've got a two-hour drive, if you're in Philadelphia, or if you're in, you know, North or South Carolina, or if you're in Virginia, or if you're in New York State, you know, get down to Washington, D.C., you know, drive your car or ride a train or something like that, so, you know, they'll let you off at the station, you know, right by the, you know, Capitol, and you can just go over there and protest with them. They've got all kinds of banners. They're completely set up with, you know, water stations and, I mean, everything that a protester would need to have a really great experience. And so we're hoping that as many people as possible will join this rally and go.
Yeah, just your presence there, folks. You don't have to do anything else but just show up. I mean, you know,
yes.
let the numbers bloom and let them try to hide this. They're not going to be able to. If there's a huge turnout, the mainstream media is going to have to pay attention to this, and this thing's going to get out of the bag. This is what they want. They want to hide this. You know, this was done underhandedly. This deal was signed, what was it, last year, between Bush and you know, the Vicente Fox and the Canadian Prime Minister, without any knowledge and certainly without any consent of the general public, because they know darn well the general public wouldn't have gone along with this. And, you know, as far as they're concerned, it's a done deal, whether you like it or not, regardless of consequences to you, and there will be major consequences. As far as they're concerned, it's a done deal, and your opinion doesn't matter to them. So you got to make it known that your opinion does matter. It's theirs that doesn't matter, and you're not going to stand for it, folks. This is the time to do something now. The fatalistic message I was talking about earlier will happen if people don't get off their keisters and do, you know, get involved with things like this. This is where it's at. This is how we're going to change things.
Well, and it's already happening. I mean, what you're saying is an actual fact. You know, it is already happening. I mean, look at the reality of the situation. Because of what George Bush is trying to do in aligning us with Mexico, he is effectively turning us into a third world nation. And by bringing in slave labor from Mexico, which is essentially what he's doing with all of the, you know, completely illiterate people that he's bringing into this country, he's not supporting, you know, the highly educated and the highly skilled people. He's supporting the absolutely, you know, uneducated, illiterate, you know, ignorant people that he can push and force and basically make submit to whatever it is he wants them to do.
Yeah, so I mean, it's abusing them too. It's not just tearing our country apart. You know, it's not conducive for them either.
No, and it's completely on the taxpayers' back. I mean, we are being taxed through the roof. And you know, George Bush says, you know, oh, you know, I've given you all these tax breaks and I'm making them permanent and blah blah blah. But look at the tiny amount of tax break he gave us in you know, in respect to the enormous volume of taxes that we are overpaying on every year. For what? For his lies, for his lack of achievements, for his, you know, just, it's just, it has nothing to do with the reality of what we believe we're paying taxes for. Our taxes are paying for the loss of our infrastructure. I mean, he's selling off our freeways. He's selling off our land to foreign entities. I mean, Rudy Giuliani, right now, his law firm is engaged in a multi-billion-dollar land grab deal that he's organizing to sell off a huge body of land of our infrastructure here in America to the Centrist Corporation, which is Spanish and Mexican owned. I mean,
is it the guy you want for your president, folks?
And this is,
look at the
numbers
they're offering you.
This is a guy that is running for president of the United States, and everybody's saying, oh, my God, he's such a great guy because of what he did in New York City. This is a man that hasn't got a clue how to run a nation. I mean, he barely ran New York City, and when 9/11 happened, he was not running that city, guys. He, you know, this man did not do anything.
He prevented people from taking pictures of the debris as it was being removed. He was part of the cover-up.
He was part of the cover-up, not a part of the solution. And he's not a part of the solution for this country. If you do the research, do the math, I mean, anybody, you know, you want to hire somebody to work for you, you know, you do the research, you do a background check, you find out who they are, who they've worked for before, you look at their resume and all of their accomplishments, but you find out the truth about those accomplishments. And yet, for an American president, nobody even bothers. We just believe hook, line, and sinker what these idiots are telling us.
And when they tell you he's the number one candidate, they're not necessarily lying. He's the number one candidate for Wall Street. Street supports him wholeheartedly. That's what they mean.
That's what they mean. They don't mean it's the American public's choice. It has nothing to do with us as a body of people. It has only to do with the elitist corporate, you know, entities that are pushing and motivating the politics in this country.
If it wasn't obvious before, you can't miss it now. It's painfully obvious what we're dealing with here, folks. Snap out of it.
Yeah, so, you know, that's what's happening with the truckers' rally. You know, we are participating eagerly with these other groups, and We are in support of them, and we are working hard also to diversify what we're trying to do and pull the truckers into that diversification as well.
Yeah, when we get back, I want to talk more specifically about that, the rally coming up. I know you had played around with the date a little bit. I want to get the final, if you have a final date. We'll talk about that some more when we get back, folks. Stick with us. We'll be here with Wanda Piety.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Welcome back to Truth Earths Radio, folks. We're tired of playing foolish games, and guess what? The cards are in our hands now. We are in the majority. We can, and we will, beat these guys if we, again, take action, get involved in things like what Wanda Piety is doing. So, Wanda, you talked about the trucker rally. Have you got a new finalized date? It was supposed to be around this time, but I guess now you're talking, what, middle of or early next month?
Actually, we still have not finalized that date, but we're working hard on it, trying to make that happen. And my guess is it's probably going to be closer towards the middle to the end of July as opposed to the beginning of July. We're weighing in from all of the different people in the different states that we've been trying to organize as to when their permits will be ready, and based on that information, that's when we can start moving forward.
Okay, so. You know what? Actually, I don't know if you were still planning. I had you booked for Monday along with Art Pollock.
Yes.
Were you still planning on doing that?
Yeah, I think that would be a great idea, because he's going to be off of the rally in D.C., and it would be really wonderful to get some, you know, firsthand information from him, because, I mean, he's such a dedicated patriot, and, I mean, he did so much work with Aaron Russo in helping promote Aaron Russo's From Freedom to Fascism, and, you know, when this happened, the first truckers rally happened, he was so completely instrumental in helping organize the truckers.
I didn't realize that he had worked with Aaron Russo. That's great.
In fact, his son, I believe, is the one that helped put up his official website and some other stuff. But, no, Art is completely in the middle of all this, and he's a trucker, just a regular, ordinary, you know, 9-to-5-ing trucker, you know, that travels all across the nation. And, I mean, he's just a really stand-up, great guy. But, yeah, no, that would be wonderful to be able to, you know, talk with you then, because I think that he will have some really great insight as to what took place. And he's going to be representing our interests in the meeting that Dan Karas has organized, also to help, you know, organize all the different groups and coalitions.
Yeah, we'll have to bring all this up on Monday. Did you say he's going to be in D.C. on Monday?
He is. No, not on Monday. He actually lives in Maryland. He's close.
Oh, okay. So he's real close. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was just wondering, because I have his home phone number, and so I was wondering if it would still be able to reach him.
Yeah. No, that's a Maryland phone number. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, are you going to be in touch with him between now and then? Are you going to be in D.C.?
Yeah, in fact, I'll call him after the show to talk to him.
Okay, yeah, if you could remind him.
Sure.
About Monday, yeah, that'll be great. The same time, 12 to 2.
Okay.
So, yeah, guys, you don't want to miss that on Monday. It's going to be a great show. We're going to get some firsthand updates on what has gone on in Washington. And, yeah, I'm curious to see, well, collectively, how many groups did you say are working with you guys? It's 8?
I can't really tell you right now how many, but at the time when there were about 8 or 9 groups, and I believe that a lot more have signed up. It could be as many as, you know, 20 to 27 groups right now, but I can't say for sure.
Wow.
So, I do know that William Dean of Allopac has been organizing something similar to take place, I believe it is next month in Chicago, and I do know that 27 groups have signed up for that. And that is growing on a daily basis. I mean, he's been working so hard to help do the same thing, and that is to unite as many people as possible to start fighting against what's happening. Because, you know, right now we're so scattered and separated, you know, divided. You know, we've got all these different groups, the Minutemen and the Patriots and, you know, and Allopac and Fire Society and you know, all of them. And every single one of them is doing a great job. But if we could just unite into one really, really powerful coalition with millions of members instead of, you know, hundreds of thousands of members or tens of thousands of members, it would definitely make a much greater impact.
And, we as Americans have known this saying for a long time now: united we stand, divided we fall.
Right.
And we've always interpreted that to mean we got to stand together against foreign enemies. Well, no, we have a domestic enemy, and we need to apply that in this case. We need to stand together as a people, as citizens, against a corrupt government that is our enemy. It's working against us. And so, again, folks, I can't stress it enough, these causes are the way to go. This is something to become a part of. And it's great, you know, like you mentioned Chicago. I mean, we're seeing things happening all around the country. What they've been doing is overwhelming us, trying to get us to think that, you know, there's nothing we can do. You know, it's just so corrupt. It's so far gone. But doing things like this is turning the tables on them, and now it's overwhelming them because we have them way outnumbered. We can easily overwhelm them with hitting them from every angle like they've been doing to us. But on a much greater scale, we can do it because there's so much more of us than them.
Right. Listen to this. This is the last email that I got from William Dean. This is the Immigration Enforcement Group leaders. There's 27 leaders that are already signed up. Chris Simcox of the Minutemen, Roy Beck of Numbers USA, Roseanne Pulido of Illinois Minutemen Project, Don Goldwater.
Wow. I tell you what, I want to hear some more of these names. put your finger there, hold that spot, and pick up when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're here with Wanda Piety. Yeah, folks, we're tired of playing foolish games. That's why something's being done about it here. This is something I hope a great many Americans are going to get involved with. And again, if you can't make it there physically, you can help out their efforts, folks, by going to SaveAmericaFund.org and contribute that way. There's many ways we can help. Whatever way we can, we need to do our part. So, Wanda, before the break, you were reading an impressive list of names of some of the participants. You want to continue on with that? That's really
sure.
Good.
Sure. There's Danny Smith of the American Freedom Riders, Ron Woodard of NC Listen. Let's see, there's Peter Goodell from the 9/11 Families for a Secure America, Mark Edwards, Wake Up America, Unite to Fight, Richard Green, New Frontier Coalition, Steve Salvi of Ohio Jobs and Justice PAC, Michael Emmons from Outsource Congress, Nathan Mueller from For the Cause, Sheree Calabro from iFire. There's Frosty Woolridge, who helped us with our last Truckers Rally. There's Stan Weeks and John Herron from the Colorado Alliance for Immigration Reform. Leon Donahue from Washingtonians for Immigration Reform. And then Russell Sias from Utahians.
Wow.
For Immigration Reform. Curtis Collier, U.S. Border Watch. Brandon Winters, TCV Media. Tony Doles, he's also Minuteman. Jen Palmer, Alipac. And then a representative from the Hazleton Group, Voice of the People. There's just a ton of people. And we're actually planning to join up also in this group.
So, through email or something, I'd like to correspond with you. I don't know if you have my email. It's truthhurtsradio@aol.com.
truthhurtsradio@aol.com. I'll write it down.
Yeah, and it's spelled H-E-R-T-Z, Truth Hurts. As
okay.
Hurts. Yeah. But if you could, I'd love to get some of these names if you have contact information, especially the Minutemen people. I would really love to get some Minutemen people on here because they're right there in the front lines. And they could give us an idea of just what they're facing, what they're seeing happening. I mean, it's basically a living hell, folks, along the border states these days. Has been for some time now. Our security is worse than it was before 9/11. Think about that. What a scandal that is, In the wake of the 9/11 attacks, you would think that security would be beefed up, but instead it's been beefed down. And the crime rates have soared. I remember a couple of years ago, there were two mayors in Arizona that had declared their counties disaster areas because of the crime rate soaring due, again, just to the mass influx of
illegal aliens.
Right. Many of which, of course, are not all, but a good many of them are, Mexican drug lords, for crying out loud.
In some areas...
Yeah, the Reconquistas, and in some areas they've actually taken down the American flag, like at local town halls, and put up the Mexican flag. I mean, these guys are aggressive. They're serious. They're not messing around.
That happened here in Maywood, which is considered a sanctuary city. They say it's about 95% illegal, and they have replaced the American flag with the Mexican flag at the at the post office.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, this is war. And, of course, Washington knows this and is doing absolutely nothing about it except to roll the carpet out more for more to come in here and take over. Anyway, we have a caller on the line, Cheryl from Michigan. Are you there, Cheryl?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And hello, Wanda.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I wonder, do you have state coordinators, and would there be someone in Michigan?
We only put together the states for this rally in that where the NAFTA superhighway was being planned to go through. But if you would like to participate in the state of Michigan, we have received a number of different emails from people in Michigan that want to participate and want to help out. And right now, as it stands, we don't have a coordinator in the state of Michigan, but that's something that we're trying to do that in every state, is to get a coordinator in every single state that can help organize the rallies there, because it takes a lot. When I did the first rally, and I tried to do it nationwide, I have a business. I run a business. I'm here from early in the morning until like 10, 11 o'clock at night. And then I would go home and I would be on my, on the internet and on my email until like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning every single night trying to do the work for this. And then I was on all kinds of radio shows and things, just talking to people and trying to get the information out as to where to go and what to do and how to do it. And so, with this, moving this forward, we really do need state coordinators, which is something that we have in a few states, but not in all the states.
Well, the reason I ask, Wanda, there's an important development that has just occurred this week and the last couple of days that is going to impact the entire Patriot movement. A group of very scholarly men coming out of the Patriot movement over for many, many years have discovered the case removal process from the state government's courts into the people, the sovereign people's courts. And that will get everyone out of jail. It will get anyone who has not committed a crime. It's going to, from your standpoint, there's two reasons I bring this up. I understand your truckers are getting ticketed when they're trying to demonstrate,
yes.
And we can, those tickets can be removed. There's many other issues related to this. This is the group of men who are working with Edward and Elaine Brown to get their case removed. It's a brand new discernment, and if I could, I may want to talk to you off the show or Charlie.
I would rather do that.
Because it's an opportunity to tell people at your conference, a huge audience, that the this is the beginning of the end of the tyranny.
Awesome.
Wow. That's. I
was going to talk to a state coordinator, but maybe I should talk to you personally, Wanda.
Yeah.
Is your email address available on your website?
Yes. My website is iamsovereign.org. And the website that these cases are actually going to be posted on, that website is called sovereigncourt.org, all one word, sovereigncourt.org. That's just being that's just been launched in the last 2 days. The removal form is going to be posted on that sometime today or tonight. And you'll understand from just reading this form where the authority comes from, who's who. This is the biggest impact probably since the realization of the need for independence in 1776.
I'm not
exaggerating.
Note, elites. You're going to regret rigging the elections to get Bush in there because this woke people up. You guys are going down.
Yeah.
You see, this is the kind of, the grassroots people that are doing this. Your name is Cheryl?
Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L.
This is so fantastic. Every day that goes by, and I just get, the one great thing about starting the Truckers Rally is the volume of information I now get from people out there that are so concerned and wanting to help. And, I mean, outside of the thousands of emails that we got the first rally round, just thanking us for helping and wanting to know how they could help and participate. When you hear about things like you're doing and the new discoveries that are found and how it's going to impact, I mean, it's just so heartening to know that patriotism never died. It's just been sort of lying dormant because, we've been fed a line of BS. And we've all kind of bought into it because we want freedom worldwide. We want, a country where, we're at peace, not war. We want, we want the American dream, and a part of the American dream is peace and prosperity and a good life. And
we're wanting to know, where is the law we know is there somewhere?
Yes.
And these men who they thank the entire Patriot movement. Now, everybody has contributed pieces and bits and pieces to this, but their own research and revelation, whatever it has been, that they have received, has this a major breakthrough. Major. It's
they've
just
woken
now
the
occurring.
They've woken the sleeping giant.
They have. And I've been sharing this on other radio stations, but it's just now happening, this week.
Yeah, it's been.
And I hate to lose the opportunity, Wanda, for dissemination of this, even though I know I'm jumping in this, and it, catching you right before your rally. But if I could speak to you at length, maybe this can make an impact.
I tell you what, why don't
there,
you?
An email I can get from.
Yeah, email me, and then we can kind of coordinate, when we can talk and stuff like that.
Okay.
My email is freedom@saveamericafund.org.
Okay, and I'll identify it so you can. I'll email you right away after the
Okay. And is your email address on the...
Cheryl at imsovereign.org.
Okay, Cheryl at imsovereign.org. Okay. Very good. Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Okay. I mean, this is what it's all about, you know, to network. Yeah, appreciate your call.
Okay.
Anybody else out there, you know, you want to hook up with Wanda Pye, you know, you just go to the website. You can send her an email or... But, you know, this is great. This is how things happen. You know, just one phone call like that, and you'd be surprised the change that now that can come about as a result of that. You know, that whole state of Michigan can be motivated, and maybe she can coordinate something there in her state or get people there motivated to come out to Washington this weekend. Who knows? I mean, this is what it's all about. Hey, look, they hijacked us by doing things through the grassroots movements, creating local movements, and you know, this is what yesterday we talked about, you know, organized religion and how corrupt it's become, and that started with grassroots movements. You know, Pat Robertson started hijacking local groups or creating local groups, and you know, that's how you change a nation, is you get local people motivated, and you know, that can work for evil or for good. Well, we're turning the tables on them now and doing it for good. We're starting these grassroots movements, and it just grows by leaps and bounds. And that phone call is a good example of that, folks. This is what we need to do. So anybody out there listening, you know, get on the website, get in contact with Wander, and start networking, and things will explode. Anyway, we have Carlos calling from California. You there, Carlos?
Yes, I am here. I'm also a patriot with Mexican descendancy, and I just... I'm a patriot, a true patriot, with indigenous blood that was born on this continent, and I just don't see why such racist remarks against the Mexicans, that most of them are drug lords. Excuse me, I just don't appreciate that comment at all.
Well, I didn't say most. I said that this is a problem, and with them coming over without any, you know, carte blanche carpet rolled out for them, they're able to come over here and engage in criminal activities. That wouldn't be possible if they were protecting the border like they should. I mean, every country needs to protect its borders from illegal...
That's not at all. You know, I know, if you look at all the money that these so-called illegal aliens are dropping off behind in the billions of dollars that do not get recalled by them because they don't file a tax return, so the federal government gets to keep the money... it's in the billions of dollars. I could sit here and bicker with you day in, day out. And that is absolutely, all the stuff that is being disseminated is not true. This truckers issue, North American issues, give me a break. What do they call these guys? Minutemen? Is that because they only last a minute in bed, so therefore they call a Latino?
Hey, you know what? That's not
all right.
That's
well, you know,
for.
Yeah, that remark for. Is totally out
because,
of control.
And you're not a patriot if you can say those kinds of things.
Yeah, I think we'll just cut him off. Sorry you feel that way, Carlos, but you couldn't be more wrong. It has nothing to do with prejudice or bias or bigotry. This has to do with running a country legally and properly. We have no qualms with...
And following laws, which nobody in Mexico does.
Yeah, I mean, we have no qualms with people coming in here from any country. This country is the melting pot of the world. We've had people that... And that's what made this country great. But, these people had come over here legally, you know, become citizens, gone through the proper procedures. But today, no, they just got the borders wide open. And, you know, one thing that is happening, the CIA even brought this out, that a lot of potential terrorists are sneaking into the country from other countries via Mexico. They're coming over here. You have to seal the border to protect the country from these kind of threats.
Well, and just think about the arrogance and the lack of respect, the absolute disrespect and disregard for our body of laws when a Mexican national crosses our border knowing they are breaking the law. They are committing a federal felony just simply by doing that. But that takes a blatant act of disrespect and disregard for our laws. And then they come here and then they demand... You know, social services, they demand education, they demand things that we, the taxpayers, are paying for to the tune of multi-trillions of dollars. It's not just multi-billions, it's multi-trillions of dollars.
And yeah, I'd like to I'd like to ask Carlos how he likes having wages being driven down with jobs up here because of the mass influx. I mean, this is what this is all about. You know, they can deny it all they want, but that is the fact. That is the reality. That's one of the main reasons they're doing this. There's other reasons, too, to destroy national sovereignty and, you know, to dilute patriotism. But it's also to bring in cheap labor for the big corporations. All of our high-paying jobs are getting shipped over to India and China. In the meantime, the few jobs we have left are having the wages driven down. That's what this is about. And it's not just Mexicans. It's any nationality, any group of people. You can't have mass influx. It's nothing to do with prejudice. It's going through the proper procedures so that this is going to be beneficial to our country, not draining it and having our money being sent over to another country and creating more inflation and more devaluation of the dollar. I guess he is still there. I thought he had hung up. He's still there, Carlos. I'm getting a message from the studio that he's still in the line, but I don't hear him.
The other part of this is that the majority of the illegals that are coming over to our country are from Mexico. They're Mexican nationals, and you know that's a really sad fact when you look at the crime rates in all the major cities. Like in Los Angeles alone, 75% of all the murders that are committed are by illegals. And most of the drugs are coming in here not from Europe, but they're coming over here from Mexico.
Yeah, I mean,
and
that's not a racist.
Central and South America.
Right. It's not a racist statement. It's just a fact. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio. We have Wanda Pidey on as our guest. I guess we still do have Carlos waiting there. I'd like to bring you back up, Carlos. I just hope you're, you know, going to be respectful. And, you know, you were accusing us of making blanket statements, but then you went ahead and made that Minutemen statement. You know, understand the Minutemen are doing the job that the federal government is supposed to be doing. If you really are a patriot, you want to recognize that they're trying to protect our borders from any illegal aliens. It's not just Mexicans we're talking about, but go ahead.
Well, you know, basically, I just wanted to lay the fact that more illegal aliens come to this country by way of airplanes than any other way, and most of them come from Asia.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Where do you get your information?
Oh, come on.
We have 12 million Mexicans in this country. 12 million.
And we've got 100,000.
They didn't fly here.
Every month.
How many people do you think arrive into this country on a daily basis? But anyway,
not illegals by airplane.
But
not illegals by airplane. They come over here with visas. We're talking about the people, the Mexican nationals that just walk across the border.
I'll give you the name of Arnold Schwarzenegger. How do you think he got here? He swam across the Atlantic Ocean? Anyway.
He came here legally.
He had an H-1B visa as an actor.
Sorry, you're absolutely
wrong. We're not talking about the same thing.
No, you're absolutely wrong. He came here.
I'd argue he needs to be sent back because he's not a true American. But
I agree with that.
Let me go back. He's our governor in California. I am in California. But let me tell you, he came here as a bodybuilder. His visa expired, so he stayed here. That's becoming an illegal alien. So before you speak, get your facts straight. Another thing is the drug runners are true
that
drug runners.
That is not what he did. You can't say that that's what
let
he
me
did.
Finish now. Bush and Clinton are the true drug runners. I don't know where the fact these drugs are, you know, there's a good video out there. It's called Zeitgeist.
I know that. I won't argue with you there. More illegal drugs are brought in here by the government than anybody else.
To oppress the people, to corrupt us. As far as, harping on these illegal aliens by being all Mexican, that is absolutely not true.
Let me ask you something. Do you favor the Pan-American Union that's coming? Do you think that's a good thing?
Well, I think that if there's, I hate to say, I don't want to include this, but I think if they have tariffs, and that would exclude the North American Union treatment because then that would minimize. Look, the European Union seems to be working fine without a problem. Why do we have to alienate our neighbors? Canadian, we don't have a problem with Canadians, do we?
It's not alienating.
A third world country.
Let me ask you, do we have problems with Canadians?
No, because Canadians are not a third world nation. They're probably one of the most civilized nations in the world.
So
they've got good border patrol up there. We don't have to worry. They're better than our border patrol.
Let's create genocide. Let's get rid of all the indigenous people from this continent and let them die off.
You're jumping to ridiculous extremes. That's not the issue at hand here.
Yeah, that's not the issue here at all.
It's very simple. Your parents, I'm sure most
of them. Hey, let me ask you something. Who do you think's behind the European Union? Who do you think has created that, and for what reason?
Well, obviously our president, who is our God Almighty Bush, is part of the whole scheme of things. Actually started with Clinton.
Of course,
but it's
the elites, and this all these things are a scam, my friend. The North American Union that's emerging is the same thing as the European Union. It's just their version of it, and it's created by the same people, and it's all got to do with destroying national sovereignty, destroying people's rights and freedoms, raping and pillaging their economies. It's not going to benefit any people on any side except the elites. That's what you got to recognize, and that's what this is all about.
If you go to foreign countries such as Mexico, you'll find that their products are more expensive than they are here. Meats, milk, everything else is more expensive there than it is here. As far as being a third world country, we have created them to become a third world country.
All right, anyway, that's all the time we got. Thanks for your call, Carlos. Thanks, Wanda, for coming on. We'll see you Monday.
All right, talk to you Monday.
Okay, great. Folks, take care. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.